Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Monday, April 24th edition of the DC Daily Drop. I am Tom.
And I am Zach.
And we've got quite a bit of news to get to on movies and a little bit of TV. First up, Diane Lane, you may know her as Martha Kent in the DCEU thus far, was talking a little bit about Justice League and Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice with The Hollywood Reporter. One thing she did was defend the Batman Superman ending of the Batman Superman fight. She thought it made sense and really liked the script and said, "It's the compassion for a man who's lost his mother. When you understand the wound, you can work better with people," which was nice for her to do and like that, I guess. Very controversial moment, but it's cool to see that that one of the most important members of that scene liked it. But more importantly, on Justice League, she said, "I don't think I'm allowed to talk much about it, but it was good for me, selfishly, to have a reunion with everyone and meeting some of the new characters." I think that last part is pretty interesting, meeting some of the new characters. Now, she doesn't say filming with the new characters, but I don't know. She probably wouldn't meet them unless she was filming or filming at the same time as them.
I mean, I think this definitely means that she met Martian Manhunter. Mm. Not like the real Martian Manhunter, like the
you
one
mean
that
General Swanwick?
Right. So, no, she didn't really say much. I think, you know, she's a pro. She knows what to say. She's done a million of these things before. But yeah, it's cool that she's having fun filming and meeting these new characters, like you said. It's interesting that you're thinking that means not filming with them. I don't know.
I mean, it could or it couldn't.
It could, right. So if we want to speculate about it, we can, but I don't know. I think she's talking about, like, Flash, Aquaman.
Well, yeah, but, like, how? Like, maybe a family dinner at the Kent farm, or does she just watch their filming?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
That would be cool if she did get to see them, but that would just be wild speculation at this point.
Maybe she is the one who resurrects Superman.
With some good cooking?
I guess.
Good home country cooking?
Yeah.
And motherly attitude? It could be. That would be surprising, but anything's possible based on what we know right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just cool that Justice League is getting closer, that much closer. And closer, and keep thinking about it, wanting to watch it. Gonna go watch the trailer again. All right, moving on. Suicide Squad is still selling Blu-rays. They've been selling for a while. Like we say every time that we talk about Blu-ray and DVD sales, they kind of lag behind just because it takes so long to get the numbers in. But we have the first 4 weeks of numbers in from thenumbers.com, and it looks like they're doing pretty well. They have combined Blu-ray plus DVD sales of over 2.8 million units and a combined earnings of nearly $71 million. So just to put that in perspective, Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice at this same point had 2.5 million units and had sold nearly $57 million worth of units. And so at this point, it's actually doing better than Batman vs. Superman, which is kind of cool. So it's just continued success, especially financial success for Suicide Squad, which is very good to see.
Yeah, and I'm surprised. 4 weeks in, and it's 71 million, and Batman v Superman was at 57 million. What's interesting is Batman v Superman topped the charts for all 4 weeks, and Suicide Squad hasn't, but they've been near the top, so I guess it doesn't really matter. And that was the holiday season, too, so they had a boost from that. That was a better time for Suicide Squad to release it. So maybe these numbers even out in the long term. But still, I mean, that's big numbers, 71 million in less than a month. That's a pretty nice start.
Yeah.
So the Batman and Bill documentary that we've talked about before, which is the story of Bill Finger in the credit, how he didn't get credit for co-creating Batman, and how this story sort of tells the story of how he was able to get credit. Well, they released a trailer for that. IGN had the exclusive on YouTube. We've got a link in the show notes. Just a short 70 72-second trailer, but it shows a little bit about what the documentary is going to be about, and that debuts on Hulu May 6th.
Yeah, this looks really interesting. It's, if you've heard anything about this story, it's definitely an interesting one, kind of a sad one at points, but it's at the end a happy story because Bill Finger did eventually end up getting credit, and now every time you go see a Batman movie, you will see his name up there because he was one of the creators of Batman. So I'm really looking forward to seeing this. It looks really interesting.
Yeah, I think most people would agree Batman would not be the Batman as we know him without Bill Finger, and that's not really even questionable. So it's really cool to see him getting credit finally, even though, you know, he's not around to see it, but it's just great that he's getting credit. And I don't know how exciting it'll be, but it looks like an interesting documentary. We might try to review it if we get some time, but I'm definitely going to be checking it out because it looks cool and I like to pay respect to the creators.
Yeah. All right. And then last up, this might be a bit of a spoiler for Supergirl. So if you don't want anything to know anything about the upcoming episodes, don't listen to this last part. So now those people are gone. Apparently Zod is going to be appearing at the end of Supergirl season 2. Bleeding Cool was the first one to report this, but it's been since confirmed by TV Line. Mark Gibbon is reportedly filming scenes as General Zod. They don't really state any reason for his appearance or like how he's going to be involved in the story, just that he is going to be there. And you might know him from a bunch of different stuff. Mark Gibbon played a really small role in Man of Steel. He's been on Arrow. He's been on Smallville a few times. So probably one of those faces that if you watch all these shows like we do, you're like, oh yeah, that guy looks familiar, but you might not be able to point out exactly which character he's played before. But so Tom, what do you think just in general of the general, Mr. Zod, coming to Supergirl?
I don't know. I'm really curious to see how this fits in. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I don't know. It's... I thought I'd be more excited to hear that General Zod is coming to a TV show. Like, Zod is a really cool character, but I think I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I don't know if he belongs. Like, there's already so much going on in Supergirl right now, and I'm already, like, hooked with especially the Cadmus storyline going towards the end of this season that I don't really need Zod to come in. I would hope that they would, like, save that for a bigger storyline at some other point. But so I don't know if maybe this is going to lead into a bigger storyline going into season 3. That would be cool.
Yeah, it's possible that this does lead into... We don't know. Like, he might just be filming a few scenes for the finale, and it might just be an extended cameo, have something to do... Who knows if, you know, Mon-El has been sent to the Phantom Zone and sometimes in comic book stories, and maybe General Zod... Maybe he runs into General Zod there. Poor Mon-El.
Yeah.
But a bit just his luck. But yeah, I don't know if they set him up. I hope he's not set up to be the villain for Supergirl season 3, I guess. I might not be the one to ask here because I've had enough Zod to last me a while.
Yeah.
You know, I was pretty burnt out with Zod in Smallville, and then luckily Michael Shannon did a great job in Man of Steel, or else I wouldn't have been too happy about that. But I mean, I don't know how it fits in, if it's just a cameo or if it's leading into something more. I would guess they wouldn't just have him show up for a one-off, but maybe it's just a cameo. But if he is going to have a big role, I don't know if he's had many big roles before, and General Zod as a main villain potentially in season 3 would be kind of surprising.
Yeah. And the other thing is too, just because now we have Superman in this universe, he's been on a couple episodes, it would just be kind of weird for Zod to show up and Superman not to be involved in some way. But we already know that Tyler Hoechlin is coming back towards the end of this season too. So obviously he is going to be involved. So like I was saying before, if they set him up as a big villain for season 3, it would be weird for him to be an ongoing villain and not have Superman involved in some way. So maybe I'm rethinking wanting to have him in season 3.
He's a cool, like, this is definitely a first world problem. Like, he's a really cool character and we get to see a cameo for him. And I get that. I'm very excited for the ending of Supergirl still, but I'm just curious to see how it's going to fit in because if he is a main villain, and this is just pure hypothetical right now, if he is a main villain, that would be seem to be a similar storyline to what they had in season one with the Kryptonians there. So I don't know. I'm curious to see what they do with it, and I guess we'll find out in the next month or so.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, pretty much all the DC TV shows are back this week in the next coming days, so that's something to look out for. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.